Hello, everybody. Today's date is January 25th, 2020. It almost seems weird saying that. I don't even think I did a podcast this year yet. Wow, this will be my first one all year. I haven't done a podcast in a while, and I'm really sorry. It's been a crazy few weeks. I'm going to start with this past week. This past week has been pretty rough because I lost a friend and a leader and an educator. He was a man who taught me about the environment, about how the water systems work with the environment, helped me educate children, adults, on what's going on, the climate change, sea level rising, different things like that. And I've learned so much from this man. You will never know. He will never know. Anyway. Now I'm going to make a bright topic out of this. So anyway, we're in a new year. As we all know, it's January 2020. And now we're going into February. A lot of promising things are going to happen this year for many people. Whether you're going to be more aware of what you need to do, or what you should do, or what you want to do, that's up to you. I'm going to start with a little story. You know, as I tell people, or as I've said before, sometimes I get these little dings on something that's going to happen. It's usually not good, unfortunately. You know, it's funny. My mother always says to me, you know, you're always thinking of the negative, not the positive, right? And it's funny because that's the dings I get. Like, it's not like I would get a ding saying, oh, you're going to get a new job today or something like that, you know? It's usually somebody's going to pass or, I don't know, something bad's going to happen. Doesn't mean to somebody, just in general. But I do get these dings. I also get a lot of dings saying, like, beware of this person, you know. But anyway, everybody has that ding. That's basically what I'm getting at. You know, I'm just a little bit more aware because I don't know why, but I've probably worked on it for many years. You know, a lot of times you don't want to think your dings are right. You know, who wants to think that your new relationship, you know, maybe something's not right. Who wants to think that your new job that, you know, you met some friends isn't right? And who wants to think that maybe your new friend isn't right? Nobody. Nobody wants to think any of this. Unfortunately, eventually you end up facing the reality. So sometimes you need to listen to those dings. Dings, sorry. And what I'm going to tell you to do, an old friend of mine once told me many years ago, you need to stop rushing around. You need to just listen to what is being told to you, right? So I'm going to say the same thing to all of you. Just sit by yourself for a few minutes. I mean, and if you got longer than a few minutes, hey, you know what, you got an hour, do it. I don't care if you fall asleep while you're doing it. You're still going to get the message, right? You know, let me tell you a story, okay? I used to be so upset. Now I'm a paranormal investigator. I help people spiritually. And, you know, I myself try to help myself. I have others that help me too. I'm also a Reiki practitioner and I'm a life coach. Who wants to hear, right, that they can't do something or they can't accomplish something, and I can't stand this? Listen to your guides. Oh, right. Listen to your guides. And all I used to say to myself and to my friends, I'm trying to listen, but I'm not hearing anything. You know, all these things would happen, like things would go missing. My stones would be moved. like strange things like that. You like, and I'm not saying there was a ghost or anything that did it. I'm just saying it's just messages. It's signs, you know, or something to be placed in front of you. And it's like, okay, that wasn't there 5 minutes ago, you know, like that. Right. Anyway, basically what I'm trying to say is it's true. You have to stop, you know, running like a gerbil on a Ferris wheel or whatever those things are called. Right. You got to stop and you got to listen. And that's when you guys are going to talk. Now, they're not going to sit there and whisper in your ear, right? You could have a dream and they might come through on that. You could, believe it or not, you could be driving, you could be walking, and all of a sudden something will enter your head. You'd be like, okay, why'd that just come? Like, what does that mean? And guess what? Here's the funny thing. It may not be now. You know, like, I'm going to tell you something. I had a session once, right? And somebody said X, Y, Z. And they were like, do you know this person? No, I never even heard of that person before. That's what I said, right? Okay. Years down the road, that person became important to me. Never met them before. And they were a very powerful figure for a while. And here's something else. Tell me if you don't know this. How many times have you been somewhere? I don't care if you're in your teens, your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s. I don't care what age you are. You've been somewhere and you met this cool person. And you're like, wow, I really enjoy this person. But then they're gone. Now, I don't mean gone that they passed away, God forbid. But I mean they're just gone. Right? When I was a teenager, I met this woman. Right? I mean, me and my friend, we used to work with her. She was really cool, right? She was older than us. She was like maybe 10 years older than us, right? And it's not that we drank or did drugs together or anything like that. It was just like, she was just a really cool conversation, right? So anyway, really cool lady. Sometimes we'd go to like different parties. She would be there. You know, we'd have these real like engaging conversations, kind of like this, right? All right. I was so upset when she just vanished. Like, she was just gone. Like, we never saw her again. Couldn't even tell you where the lady was now. I hope she's okay. But my point is, you're going to meet a lot of people in your life that's going to make a huge impact. Right? And unfortunately, I have to say this, but they're going to go. And it's not because they're going to go because they don't want to hang with you no more. They have another purpose in their life. They literally were only there to give you the information that you needed, right? To give you the guidance that you needed. And then they're going to move on. And they're going to help somebody else. That's the truth. Unfortunately, I don't go away. So anybody who wants me to go away, I just don't vanish. I'll keep haunting you. And I'll keep, you know, hey, you okay? Or blank, 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 you know? And it's okay. Because I want to be there for everybody. That's why I started this podcast. I don't make any money from this podcast. I'm not famous because of this podcast. I do it because I want to be there for people. And that's why I always ask people, reach out to me. Facebook me. Send a message on this podcast. Say, hey, you know, I was wondering X, Y, Z. I want to know. And I want to help you. Because there was a time in my life when I needed help. And believe it or not, I have so many friends and not one person could help me. True story. Not one person. I was alone. I was alone in all the different situations that I was in. And not one person could relate to any of it. And honestly, it made me a stronger and better person. At the time, I didn't feel that way. At the time, I felt like, geez, what are you going to throw at me next? You know? But truth be known, my strength and my wisdom came out of that. Now, some people think I'm strange. Actually, I lie. Most people think I'm strange, and I am. I'm a very unique person. There is not, I can almost guarantee you there's probably like, I don't even know how many people are in this world, but if there's like a trillion people, I guarantee you there's probably 100 people in this whole entire world that are like me. I've yet to meet one. I mean, there are people that are kind of like me, but not really like me. So basically, listen to this podcast over and over again and see what message you get out of it. One of the messages you're probably going to get out of this is that, you know, I need to take time and think to myself, what do I really need? Do I need to spend more time alone with myself? Do I need to take a hobby? Do I need to read a book? Do I need to watch TV? Do I need to go hang with friends? Do I need to shop? I don't know what you need to do. I'll tell you what you don't need to do. If you're having a hard time or a struggle or anything, two things you don't need to do. Drink or do drugs. Stay away from both. People laugh at me when I go out. They're like, aren't you going to have a drink? No. Because if I have a drink or, you know, anything else, I will not be aware of my surroundings and I will not be aware of what's going on. And there are a lot of times in my life that I really need to pay attention. I need to be focused. I need to be in tune. And if I'm not in tune, then I just can't be. I mean, there are times I'll go out and have a glass of wine. I don't think you'd want me to have more than that. But honestly, my advice to everybody, I mean, if you're going out with your friends to have a couple of drinks, that's one thing. Be careful who you meet. I will tell you that. If you're not in a relationship, just be careful. There are a lot of strange individuals out there. A lot. But again, just focus on you. And do not do the same thing I've done. Be upset that you don't have friends that are like you or friends that can, you know, relate to your situations. Because most of the time they can't. You're a unique person. You're you, right? And they're them. Friends will try to help you, but the real advice is definitely going to come from you. So work on the inner you. And if you need help focusing, or if you need help, and you just want to talk, or you just want some answers, please message me. I will always be there. I may not be there at that current time because one of my jobs require me to never be on the phone, but I will eventually be there. Anyway, I hope everybody has an amazing weekend and have an amazing day. And I just wanted to say thank you to my new followers. You made me so happy because there for a while I was beginning to think I wasn't going to get any new followers. I will try to do a once a week podcast like I used to. And I hope everybody has an amazing day. Bye.